T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Andrew Zimmern is with us. Andrew, was there ever a time when you had the 8-track and you were playing a little Air Supply?
Please, the story of my life.
Andrew Zimmern's with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. How are you, sir? What's life is good. Life is busy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm holed up in a green room at a big media company doing a lot of press in New York City around the new show. But yeah, things are good. It's like 25 degrees in New York, and everyone thinks that the world is ending.
Yes, that is correct.
And I just keep telling them, no,
yeah,
no. Everyone needs to just button up, you know, wear one more sweater, you're going to be fine.
You will be fine, and the networks will continue to cover it endlessly. All right, you're always curious, you're always looking to stay busy, you're always looking to be a part of something. Why did this type of idea, this show on MSNBC, which makes its debut Sunday night, What's Eating America, why did this fit for you, and why is this the right time for it?
Well, I've always been involved in civic and social justice issues. I'm certainly not short on opinions. I happen to think that this is the most momentous time, from a social, cultural, political, civic, and anthropological time in my lifetime or in our nation's history. We are divided. Gap between haves and have-nots is increasing. We are finger-pointing, and we are doing nothing to come together and advance the conversation in a way that would provide for some constructive change-making.
Yeah.
And that's not a left or right issue or red or blue issue. It's just a forward issue. And, you know, whether it's addiction, whether it's hunger, whether it's immigration, whether it's health and wellness, whether it's voting rights, these are things that anybody in this country would be for creating a better situation around. And yet we are divided even about these most basic of issues. So, you know, in the back of my mind for the last 8-10 years, I've wanted to make this program. It's been very important to me, and just the timing was never right. And finally, MSNBC jumped at the opportunity to make this show. They felt the timing was right, too. And so I do what I've always done, which is, you know, be a cultural explorer and head out across the country and find out what it is that is actually going on regarding these issues. And, you know, if I'm going to be selfish enough to come up with an opinion, which I do in each show,
yes,
I also should be generous enough with our viewers to come up with a solution. Whether it's, to take hunger, you know, in
yes,
America, 23% of children are food insecure. I mean, if you're for hungry children, I mean, there's something wrong with you. I mean, I don't want to
yeah,
be part of any country that, you know, their official stance is yay hungry children. That's criminal. It's not an embarrassment anymore. So we have to find real solutions to these things, and we need to come together over them. And I thought that if we could illuminate these stories a different way, if we could tell them where it's, you know, it's not a bunch of, you know, science wonks arguing on a morning show. If we could get out and let people in America tell their stories and let people draw their own conclusions, then maybe we'd be better served. And we've created what I think is also the next generation of food television. You know, we started in the 50s and 60s with dump and stir recipe shows,
yeah,
gone through game and competition. There was the era where people like Anthony Bourdain and myself were, you know, circumnavigating,
yeah,
the globe, telling stories about other cultures. And I felt like now is the time to focus on what's going on here in America, because the not doing so would mean that I wasted the platform that I had. I just felt it was something very important to do.
Andrew Zimmern is with us. His show makes his debut, What's Eating America, on MSNBC this Sunday, 8 o'clock our time. Andrew, on our show, we talk about this a lot, about respect, and that you still yep. can be principled. You still can believe in ideas that are to the right or to the left. But the ability just to listen, to don't have a preconceived idea, to not automatically denigrate the other side once you learn maybe where they stand on the political spectrum. And we raise the idea, how are we going to get better at that? Because sadly, day by day, it seems like we're getting worse. What role do you want the show to play in those areas?
Well, I think, you know, I think the truth will set you free. I believe in the power of the truth. I believe in the power of human beings to come together around the truth. I think what's happened in this country, and it's a confluence of many things. I mean, it's never these giant-sized problems are never just because of one idea, one person, one fact on the ground. It's an internecine web of situations that causes, you know, a wave of reactivity as opposed to intentionality, right? And reactivity is always bad. I think that, I mean, you and I are both old enough to remember before the days of email, right?
Yeah,
I maybe wrote one letter a day, if that. Mostly we picked up the phone and called and talked to people, right?
Yeah.
And then they invented email. And I remember the year that it rolled into my office and everyone said, this is going to save you so much time and money. And now I'm a slave to the 300 emails a day that I get. I think the connectivity that we have is it's such a young age. You know, the iPhone that I'm calling you on is only what, 11 and a half years old.
Yeah.
Social media is in many cases is younger than that. I think we have a lot of untruth telling going around, and everyone blames the other people for not telling the truth. So one of the things that we try to do in this show is present ideas told, you know, from the mouths of the people on the ground who are experiencing it. So I'll give you an example. In our climate change episode, you know, I happen to believe that personally that we're in a climate crisis, right? Mm-hmm. But don't believe me. Don't believe the scientists, 97% of whom agree on this thing. But you know, what about the Minnesota grandpa who's a fifth generation apple farmer? Listen to him because he'll tell you that the weather has changed. So maybe people will believe Minnesota grandpas instead of other talking heads on television and understand that we have to do something about the ecology that supports, you know, human life on our planet, which I think is extremely important. So we tell the stories from Apalachicola Bay of the disappearing oyster population and the problems with soybean and corn crops here in our home state of Minnesota, and talk to apple farmers and find out why exactly this, you know, these changes in the weather and pattern that are of crisis proportions in other parts of the world are affecting their business. And, you know, today it's the apple farmer and tomorrow it's all the farmers, and we need to do something about this. So why not tell the stories a different way, mm-hmm. a different style, shot beautifully. You know, we are, you know, local Minnesota production company, Intuitive Content, has made this show, and I think they've just kicked it out of the park. So it's a great thing for Minnesotans to get behind, because this is the first homegrown program to be on MSNBC, which I also am very, very proud of.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, that's an essential part of this, too. Andrew Zimmern's with us. We're talking about his new show, five-part series, maybe more. We'll see when this run ends.
The first five, people got to like the first five, and then contractually there hopefully will be more.
Good.
But this is a first for MSNBC. I think it shows huge leadership on their part. You know, there's a lot of networks that don't have programming like this on weekends. MSNBC historically has not. And for them to put on original programming like this, on a Sunday evening in prime time represents a huge investment on their part. They're really behind this 1,000%. And I think people are really going to like the program. It kicks off with our immigration episode.
That's what I was going to ask you. You traveled to Miami, right?
We were all over the country on the immigration episode. You know, this is an issue, again, not left or right, not red or blue, it's forward. Democratic and Republican presidents have tried to solve this problem and, you know, enact legislative reform around immigration for the last 40-some-odd years of my life. But right now it is creating problems of, you know, epidemic proportion in all – in every area of our lives, to the point where we're demonizing and othering people just because of the color of their skin or the language that they speak. Right. When it comes to the food system, and we tell every story through the lens of food, without immigrants and migrants, documented and undocumented, who, by the way, make up over 50% of our food system workers, they plant it, pick it, ship it, cook it, serve it. I mean, every plate of food in America is touched by the hand of an immigrant or migrant worker. Yep. Without those people in our system, our food system collapses. And we're already wasting 40% of our food pre-retail, and 23% of Americans, 23% of Minnesotans, 23% of the people in the building where you're working, Chad, are food insecure. That's no longer a national embarrassment. That's criminal.
Yeah.
And I think exactly. We need to have – everyone needs to start engaging in conversation on these issues to find a way forward. And one of the paths forward was solving our hunger crisis in America and our food crisis in America, because eating well in America has sadly become a class privilege, is to fix our immigration system. It is one of the trees from which the poison fruit is falling is our lack of attention to that detail.
Last thing, and you've alluded to it throughout the conversation, because food is such a link for all of us. It is such a link through society. It's been essential to your life. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this show, or kind of the basis of the show in using food, how do you hope that can bring people in along with the topic and to see how it weaves throughout their life, it weaves throughout other areas, and can allow people to come together on areas where they think they have strong differences, when they may just realize that they have differences, that's fine, but the strength of those differences isn't maybe as harsh and dramatic and as overarching as they might think.
Yeah, we're not that far apart. You know, immigration is not a problem for America to solve. It's an opportunity for America to seize. We're a nation of immigrants. And I think that food, which, you know, is our most valued cultural totem, we swim in it every single day, for those of us who are lucky to eat, is a new way of – provides a new way of storytelling.
Yep.
So on the immigration front this week, you know, I think food people, chefs, growers, farmers – organizers, people who are in the food world communicate differently. And everybody hears things a different way. And I know that there's a huge amount of our national population, and all, you know, I speak every day to my friends in Minnesota. I'm sure you hear the same thing from yours. Maybe you've fallen victim to it too. We're starting to tune out the news. It's become so oppressive, and it's become, you know, we get it on every device. We get it on our TV. We get it on our radios. It's a constant drumbeat of news. And we're hearing the stories told the same way. So my feeling is that the time is right. The time is ripe. The time is perfect right now to tell those stories around immigration reform and the possibilities of what it could mean by laying out the problem for America to see, and do it through food stories rather than, you know, talking heads arguing nonstop back and forth because they're already so divided and polarized because of the Democrat, whether they're a red or blue person, a left or right person. I happen to believe that the vast majority of Americans are in the middle. We have a ton of overlap. I believe we all understand in our hearts that we would like to have the type of country that provides opportunity for everybody because of the benefits that we see from immigration historically. And we have to stop demonizing people. So let's tell those stories a different way, and maybe people will be able to be inspired and draw a different conclusion.
Sir, I got to go. I wish you only the best. I'll be watching this Sunday, and thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Stay warm.
We will do it. What's Eating America? Andrew Zimmern, kind enough to join us. Longer visit, longer than we normally go, but the topic is so important. I encourage you to check it out this Sunday, 8 o'clock on MSNBC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.